Chelsea made the most of their first game in hand with a 2-1 win over Notts County, while Man City women set up the perfect conclusion to their dominant season with a 1-0 defeat of Arsenal in the Continental Tires Cup. With five games remaining for last year's champions Chelsea to make up a 10-point deficit at the top of the FAWSL table, Emma Hayes' side started the week knowing they must beat the Super League veterans to stay in contention. When Gemma Davison missed a penalty and the Blues went 1-0 down after Joe Potter's strike on 57 minutes, the London side looked to be in for a difficult evening. But captain Katie Chapman proved the woman of the hour when she nodded in Karen Carney's corner to level just a minute after the opening goal. 10 minutes later, she supplied the same trick again, this time heading in Hannah Blundell's delivery to decide the tie in Chelsea's favour. Afterwards, Hayes said her side will fight to the death for the title and are still in with a chance should Nick Cushing's Manchester City run into difficulties in their final three games of the season. The win against County is the first of Chelsea's two games in hand and narrows the gap at the top of the table to an assailable 7 points. Now, with 2 weeks to go until the defending champions and champions-elect meet on Sunday 25th, the title is still in the balance. Like Chelsea, Man City showed in their 1-0 defeat of Arsenal that they know how to win, even when not at their best. The Continental Tires Cup semi-final had the drama of a title decider, but defender Jen Beattie's strike off a set piece means Pedro Martinez Lopez's side will not participate in the final for the first time in the competition's history. The Gunners rued their missed chances from Asisa Ashola, and when Dan Carter's blinding strike hit the crossbar with the tie still goalless, it was the two-time Women's Super League champions who looked to be on the front foot. But City's Tony Duggan's free kick fell to Beattie in the 6-yard box with 11 minutes remaining, and the Scotland international could not miss. City will play at their own Academy Stadium in the final against Birmingham City on Sunday the 2nd of October after the Midlands side's 4-0 win at London Bees on Saturday. Away from the summit, drama in the mid-table clash between Reading and Liverpool too, where Liverpool ladies go fourth with a 1-0 win courtesy of an 81st-minute strike from Katie Zellum. The best chance in the first period came from Liverpool's Laura Coombs, who hit the crossbar. After the break, Royals forward Melissa Fletcher hit the post. But Reading will look back with dismay on Lauren Bruton's saved penalty, which could have sent them ahead. Finally, Sunderland's dominant 4-1 away victory against Doncaster Rovers Bells is the footnote we've heard so often for the side promoted last season. Bells have yet to win in 2016, and the chances to do that seem to be slipping away. Next week on TalkSport 2, we'll have more from Manchester City's trip to third place Arsenal as the Gunners look to turn around their Conti Cup defeat and burst into Champions League places in the run-in.